CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Raviv. A surprise from the Pentagon just now, removing the prohibition on women in combat. Potentially hundreds of thousands of frontline positions at war will now be open to American soldiers, sailors, and airmen, whether they are men or women. Retired Army Major Mike Lyons, you're a CBS News military analyst. This change could really alter the picture of Americans when they are at war, couldn't it?
It sure can, Dan. It's going to end the debate on whether they can serve in combat. Now it's going to be determined whether or not they're able with regard to what that standard's going to be. So the Defense Department's going to have to make a standard to make sure that it's consistent for men and women throughout all of the branches of combat arms.
Especially when it comes to elite or commando units like Navy SEAL Team 6, the unit that found and killed Osama bin Laden. What's been the general doctrine in the armed forces, that women cannot serve there?
Yeah, it just basically has to do with capability with regard to the physical fitness standards, and we've never had two sets of standards, and I think that that's going to be the issue here, is whether or not they will have that, or whether or not the women can pass what are considered to be combat reliable and combat-ready standards that have consisted for men for the last 20, 30 years.
But, of course, there are some American women who say they can. That's retired Army Major Mike Lyons. This change has been ordered by the outgoing Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. It was recommended, according to the Pentagon, by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Raviv.